Well, Russ, thanks for joining us. I'll start by saying congratulations on setting a new Football League record, but I'm guessing that's not how you wanted to go about setting it.
No. I need to speak about my group of players that I work with. I think they've showed there what they're about. 25 minutes to go with 10 men. And they just look at each other and say, OK, stand up, be counted, let's put a shift in. And that's what they do. And the fans should be really proud of that. OK, forget about the football side. Let's speak about these players as people. I've got an amazing group in there. And we're six games away from achieving what we've set out to achieve. And I really do hope we do it for the players mainly. Obviously for the supporters and everybody associated with the football club. But this group is the best group I've ever worked with. And I've been about a bit now for 15 years. I've been at a few clubs. This is the best group of people I've worked with.
OK, fair enough. What's your assessment of the overall performance? Start with the first half.
Scrappy, difficult. You know, they've come and parked the bus, as Mourinho says. That's what they've done, and I'm not going to criticise that because they've got every right to do what they want to do. 4-1-4-1, not really looking to get forward, allowing us the ball at the back and defending really from the halfway line to the 18-yard box. So, very difficult first half, very difficult to penetrate, no spacing behind for our front two.
How surprised are you that you weren't able to break that down?
Not surprised at all because it's difficult to play against. You know, they're defending on a pitch from 18-yard box to halfway line, not looking to venture out, allowing us the ball right up to the halfway line. You know, we do it in training. We do 11v10 in training, and that's the idea when you get a man sent off, if you need to shut up, shop. So, yeah, very difficult. OK, his quality wasn't great today. You know, we can criticise a lot of things about our play today, but I'm not going to do that.
OK. Was the game lacking a certain tempo and urgency about it at times?
Yeah, without a doubt. But again, at times, we have to be patient. You know, we don't want to play from back to front every time because it just becomes predictable and we just chuck it on, you know, a centre-half said that 6'2". Our strikers are not big enough. I want us to move the ball quicker, play through the thirds of the pitch if we possibly could, but get the ball out wide. We didn't do that enough first half. That was the key to it, get the ball out wide and deliver balls into the box. We had an extra touch when it went out wide and didn't quite create as many chances as we could. But, you know, it's another point. The results have been the same. So we're 7 in front and now it's 6 to play instead of 7.
The adversity that you talk about that you've had to deal with, you lost Sean McAllister while you still had substitutions you were able to make, and then you lose Gary McSheffrey once you've lost all three as well. First of all, what's the situation with those two?
McSheffrey's obviously hamstring. I think everybody could see that. Again, you know, that's disappointing. No indication. Took gambles with the substitutions because, you know, we're at home. We're playing against a team down the bottom of the league and we try and gamble a point for three. We've done that every single game. And that's why we've took Marcus off because he's got a kick in his leg. Changed the system slightly to get us three strikers on the pitch. You know, I think we've done everything we can to try and win the game, but it's been a difficult afternoon. You know, Marcus has got obviously a dead leg. Sean's gone to hospital with a rib injury. McSheffrey's got a hamstring, so you know that's how quickly football changes. You know, all of a sudden it can blow up in your face. Hopefully that's not the case. I've got quality in the squad to bring in. But on the injury front today, it's been a bad day.
I know it's early. What's your initial thought on those? Any of those already concerns for next week?
Yeah, massively. McSheffrey will be a no. It's guaranteed. You don't come back in a week from hamstring. That's 2-3 weeks. You know, it could even be end of season. We don't know yet. You know, he's only got 4 weeks left. So we'll see on that one. Sean's in a lot of pain, struggling to breathe, doesn't look good. We'll have to, you know, wait for feedback regarding that. Marcus, hopefully, should be okay. We're looking, Marcus is more of a contact injury, a dead leg just above the knee.
Will you look to recall any players out and maybe thinking specifically Michael Collins?
Yeah, it's in my thoughts. I spoke about that before. You know, all four players that we've got out are available to come back. You know, I'll find out the situation where we are injury-wise, but I'm sure one or two of those will be coming back in the building.
OK. I know you said it's about the group, but as we said at the top of it, it does set the new record. Now, how much pride do you take in that as manager?
Massive pride, because I said to you before, it's not about me, it's about the group, and it'll always remain that way. And the group today have showed what they're about in different circumstances. The football's not been great, first to hold my hand up with that, but I've got a group of people there that are willing to put the bodies on the line for each other, and I think they showed that. Last 25 minutes of the game, we actually looked like the team that was going to go on and win it. We've got 10 men against 11. We've created the half chances. We've played with intensity. We've got the ball forward. We've tried to win that football match, and I'm so proud of the players.
Thanks for your time, Russ.
Thank you.